With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tens of millions of Americans from the plains and Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic are getting a heavy dose of winter weather.
Snow and ice blanketed major roadways in nearly all of Kansas, western Nebraska, and parts of Indiana, where the state's National Guard was activated to help any motorists who were stuck. At least 8 inches of snow were expected, particularly north of Interstate 70, as the National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings from Kansas and Missouri, where blizzard conditions brought wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. The warning extended to New Jersey from Monday and into early Tuesday.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says Washington, D.C. has declared a snow emergency. Despite the wintry blast, Congress will meet today in a joint session to certify the election of Donald Trump as president, J.D. Vance as vice president. The Constitution requires certification on January 6th. Embattled Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau may be on his way out. Multiple media outlets report the Liberal Party leader will resign this week, perhaps as soon as today. Also at SRNNews.com, the more they study it, the more researchers are singing the praises of the so-called Mediterranean diet.
While the benefits of a diet rich in olive oil, fresh vegetables, fish and fiber on brain health have been well documented, the researchers say that the improvement in cognitive function appears to be directly related to changes in gut bacteria. Young rats fed a Mediterranean-style diet showed increases in 4 beneficial types of gut bacteria and decreases in 5 less healthy ones, compared to rats fed a Western-style diet high in saturated fats. These microbial changes were linked to improved performance in memory and learning tests. The research could be particularly relevant to brain development in adolescence, as the rat's age was equivalent to 18 years old in humans.
The BBC's Kat Wiener. On Wall Street, Dow futures 58 points higher. This is SRN News. The new Congress will be mostly Christian.
According to the Pew Research Center, 87% of the men and women who will be sworn in this month say they are followers of Christ. The vast majority are Protestants, 56% overall. Within that subset, Baptists are far and away the largest group. There are also 32 Jewish members of Congress this time around, 4 Muslims, 3 Buddhists, 4 Hindus, and 1 humanist. 24 lawmakers are religiously unaffiliated or simply won't say. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden will bear the dubious distinction of being the president who did the most to promote transgenderism while in office. Mr. Biden named multiple transgender people to influential positions across his administration. He also overturned a ban on transgender people serving in the military and made it possible for U.S. citizens who do not identify as male or female to select an X as the gender marker on their passports. This is SRN News. Skiing can be an exhilarating but dangerous sport. Case in point.
A skier has been killed, another injured when their group triggered a large avalanche. That avalanche in a backcountry area some 20 miles east of the Grand Teton National Park. It took rescue teams nearly 4 hours to ski into the area after their helicopter was grounded because of bad weather. Jason Walker reporting.
Former President Carter's body lies in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta, where thousands of mourners have been paying their respects to Mr. Carter. Visitation at the Carter Center will continue through tomorrow morning. His body will then be moved to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where he will lie in state. President-elect Trump says he plans to attend Thursday's state funeral for Mr. Carter. President victims of the New Year's Day terror attack. More details at SRNNews.com.